Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said. All right, now. Happy text day. I guess it's supposed to be happy Thanksgiving. But it's really a happy text day, happy eat till you don't feel your stomach and feel bloated beyond reason day. Happy cheat day. Cheat on your diet, that is. It's happy go shopping day. Happy sit on your ass and watch sports day. Happy play like I'm happily married and my spouse cooks day. And I'm going to, you know, play the role. You know, so it's happy text all damn day, right? There's the abbreviated text where the lazy motherfucker won't even write in happy. They just put, you know, for happy birthday is HBD, happy turkey day, or just abbreviated and HTT, HTD, just that dumb shit right there. Then there's the, I can't talk because my wife is here text, but hey, you should feel good that I sent you something anyway. Happy birthday to the love of my life text. And, you know, and you're not going to hear shit else. And you get, and let me tell you about those texts. Let me tell you, because I'm sitting, you know, on the Thanksgiving day, I'm sitting there in the bathroom and I'm listening to my phone just go off. You know, I'm hearing the text dings, ding, ding. And I'm not knowing who is actually sending the text, but I know deep in my mind who it is. But if I had had my AirPods on, then I would know because, you know, let me tell you, those new AirPods, the smoothest feature is she talks in my ear. Not like you hear the music or you hear a podcast and someone's talking. No. The Siri chick, whoever she is, she talks in my ear. You know, you could be sitting anywhere and all of a sudden you hear, happy birthday, bitch. Oh, no, let me rephrase. Let's do it the way the Siri chick says. Text message from Byron, the broke-ass nigga from Facebook, says, let me come over and eat you from the back, bitch. Would you like to respond? I absolutely just sit there and I'm so entertained. I'm so entertained by the headset. Not even the dumbass people that text me sometimes. Not everybody that texts me is dumb. Just some of those text messages be like, I don't know. You can't really complain because in all actuality, yes, that was meant for a text. I'd be damned if you call me with that. So no, I can't complain. I can't complain. I mean, it is happy text day. So hey. You get the chain letter text messages, the group text, the family group text, you know, the we related, but we really don't like you. So we all send a damn big ass text when people used to call or try to come by and see each other for Thanksgiving. It has gotten so easy to send a text. Man, let me tell you, I didn't even get a happy birthday text or a call from my mom this year. I'm like, damn. It is just really getting that hard for people to express I don't even know what that is. What is happy birthday? What is it? A salutation? I mean, it's just damn. Where's my happy text? I just want the happy text. You know, you don't have to call, but I just thought about it. She didn't say a word. And it's like, wow, are people really that ran by ego and pride that I can't even get a text from my mama? Yeah, I'm fussing about it. But, you know, it is what it is. She know my birthday better than anybody. So, hey. There's the, oh, shit, I almost forgot text. There's the, damn, how did I send that twice text? Because, you know, the guy could be sending the text to several women and he want to make sure that you're included. Then there's, you know, there's those I really do miss and love you texts. It's thought out. It's personal. It may include your name. It might even be glittery and have flashing lights on it because they thought out, you know, to seek out something for you. And then they may send it to 20 other people. I don't know. But, you know, it just don't matter. It's happy text day. It's the things are not personal anymore. I more than likely can't and won't call. You know, it's just so much. You know, the other things about today is it's so much emphasis on food. As if the world isn't already fat and living in the land of Canaan anyway. We're fat with money. We're fat with resources. We're fat with opinions. We're fat with choices. We are constantly trying to figure out what we want to do next because we can. I tell you. You know, I guess because you get older, you start to understand the real meanings of holidays. Because, like, Thanksgiving, when I was growing up, it was all about the food. It was all about the food and all about the family. It was that opportunity and that chance to go see folks that you didn't, you know, hadn't seen in a while. Then as I got a little bit older, and I always had to work on Thanksgiving, you know, it just, it was, I'll catch y'all when I get off, save me a plate, and see what y'all doing. But I don't know, I missed the family's playing the dominoes and the spades and the games. I like that part. I do. And you don't have family and friends around. You don't have anybody to do that. So I think that's some of the things that I miss on Thanksgiving is not having that family unit. Somebody says, oh, you just miss not having a man around. But I tell you, I thought that one day and then I read a meme. And the meme says something like, you don't really want somebody or you're not really tripping in that matter. What it is it gets dark at 5 p.m. now. So, you know, you tripping. Your body is telling you need a snuggle fuck in the bed with you and you need to be touched on and stuff. And I said, you know what? Maybe that makes more sense. It's because it gets dark at 5 p.m. So my body is saying, you know what? Now you laying there by yourself longer than usual. So, who knows? Maybe that's the case. Then, I seen some other things that made me think about what was Thanksgiving. You know, we used to do those stupid little Thanksgiving plays when I was a kid. And it was all about turkeys and Indians and dumb shit. And every time I think about the plays that I did, I can't even think about the ones that I was in. I always think about the damn Adams Family where them kids tore that shit up and just destroyed it and then the Indians won. I just think, what if that really happened and that was the course of it and the white people here got fucked up? That was just I don't know. I always think about what if that had really went down that way. I think, you know what, that's my Thanksgiving movie, is The Addams Family. It damn sure is. I'm going to have to go check that out. But, yeah, that's Thanksgiving is just, it doesn't have the same flair anymore. People find out that all of it was a damn lie, and it's all about enslaving people and shit, and people are getting more awake about what's going on. So, you know, they made Walmart and them feel bad because people was going shopping on Thanksgiving. It's like, y'all just, man, it was Walmart and all of the stores was like, fuck that holiday. You know, because before, because I've been doing the Black Friday shopping for 20-some years. I tell you, it used to be, your ass would get up at the crack of dawn on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and be in some stupid-ass line waiting to get in there to grab yourself. I remember me and my homegirl, this was before the minutes was free on the phone, so it was a Friday, the minutes wasn't free yet, and it was early in the morning, so we had walkie-talkies. Boy, we were so cold with it. We had damn walkie-talkies going through the stores, like, okay, you pick up two of those, I get two of these. We were so hot with it. Oh, it was just on point. Or we would, you know, gang up, you go to this store, I go to that one, wait in the line. It was so awesome. Now it's not even necessary. You can buy the shit online if you just gotta have it. And it's the same shit every year. So that's the other thing. It's like, why buy a TV at any other time than that? You know, if you need a TV, just wait. It'll be on sale. That's what I said about this pressure washer. I needed a pressure washer because I had this huge back porch and I wanted to do the windows and all this other shit. So I waited and I got the pressure washer. Got it, and it is sitting in the garage still in the box because I haven't used it yet, but I got it, damn it. Don't worry about it. It's in there. It's going to get some use. As I marinate on this holiday, I'm supposed to be in there cooking. The only thing I really, really, really just want is my dressing. I love dressing. I did have a friend beg me to make a sweet potato pie. And, you know, I may do that just because he makes some amazing stuff himself. He's a really good cook. So maybe it's a tit for tat for friends. Who knows? I'm not with that dry ass turkey though. People buy, my turkey ain't dry. It's turkey. This shit's dry. 365 dry. I don't give a damn. You can put baby oil in that motherfucker and it's still gonna be dry. You know, so it is what it is. I'm not, like I said, I want me some dressing. I want me some greens. And maybe something a little sweet. And that's it. That's it. I really don't care for much. And it's crazy because, like, just a few weeks later, we're going to do this again. We'll be talking about Christmas. And we'll be talking about all the stigmas that go with Christmas and what does it really mean and what are we really celebrating. And you'll have all these folks talking about Jesus is the reason for the season. And you got to discredit all of that. Like, dang, got nothing to do with it. It's just Capricorns decide to get together and make some shit all about them and the holiday. Yeah, you know, I know. I'm peep they ass. They full of it. You know, it's just like we're going to do this one hoorah at the end of the year. And we're going to make you spend money. It's about money. It sounds like a Capricorn all day long. They self-centered and it's about money. Duh. So, but anyway, I'll get my spin together on what I have to say about Christmas. But for Thanksgiving, it ain't nothing but a text holiday. Happy text day to you too, and happy many more text days. And like I said, if it's something that you want sale wise, you know, because at this point, you shopping for yourself. You really is. I mean, I get the best sheets. During this time, I got nice sheets and blankets on my bed. And that's because that crap be on sale. What else I be getting during this time? Yeah. Just pretty much anything else I want in the house, I wait. until this time of year to get it. And hey, it's all, and I tell you, they actually throw a little bit too much stuff on sale. I mean, when I say a little too much, it's just crazy. It's like, God damn, what you getting? Well, I did get my kids a pretty cool Christmas gift. I got them, I bought all them classes to go take and get their CHL. So, hey, I think it's really important for more of us to feel empowered to have concealed handgun licenses. Just, you may not be a gun fanatic like myself, but it is pretty cool to have that license to shoot your gun. That's what empowers our other folks and why they have 50 million guns and why they feel empowered to use it. It's the education piece of the class and how and safety is really important. So I want them to know and feel comfortable like their mom with the gun. So, hey, that's one of the Christmas gifts I got them. But, hey, to each their own. And again, this is all about the text messages. Text messages and the food and feeling like you need to do something different. Because now we're at the end of the year and you want to lose all this weight that you put on in one damn day. But hey, happy text day to you. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.